being mindful of her needs. That's why he says, love your wives, right? But a husband, you know, he sometimes sets aside the things he needs. Though the proper order is, his you know, he has to be taken care of as far as, you know, he is the leader of the home. And the most important person in the home, he's the head. But for the good of the entire home, at times he sets aside those things and sacrifices for the sake of the others in the home. That's what love is. Verse 20, I'm going to preface, because Paul kind of prefaces what he's about to say with that. Submit yourselves one to another in the fear of God. In the fear of God. See, the Spirit teaches us what that means. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands, as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, the wives ought to be subject to their husbands in everything. I believe that with every word. You know, I'm very thankful to God to have a wife who is who submits to me. And she subordinates her thoughts, desires, and everything else to my judgment. Okay? But that doesn't mean she can't make those things known to me, you know? Or, as I say, you know, that she can't entreat me as one would entreat the Lord. And I think about, what did the Lord, as the head of the church, how did the Lord behave? He says, I have not, you know, you have called me master and Lord, because it is true, I am your master and your Lord. But I call you friends. And so I call my wife my friend. I call her my brother. And I treat her in that way as honor. You know, as Christ, he went around and washed the feet of his disciples to show us how we ought to be. You know, that doesn't mean we should just overthrow this. And then it's like, the thing is, man has to be manly and virtuous. And then he can stand, and the wife can submit herself unto him because he's a worthy man. It doesn't say that he needs to be worthy for her to submit. It just makes it easier on her, because a wife is an intelligent creature, and she's going to think, well, she's going to second guess. And if the husband isn't strong, you know, and not foolishly strong. So the thing is you could be the head, but maybe your wife is smarter than you or something, and she entreats you, but you think, well, no, I'm the head. I don't have to listen to you. Of course you don't have to listen. But there's nothing forbidding one from listening to their wife. But again, but she has to do it with a proper attitude, not as a lord telling the husband what to do or speaking rudely to him. I tell you, I see so many wives speak to their husbands in a way that is shameful. In a way that if their husbands spoke to them like that, they would absolutely flip. They would lose it. How dare you speak to me like that? You know, obviously, hey, get me a beer, woman. You know, is that what Christ is asking? You know, Paul is asking the wives to submit to that. Well, in a sense, if you're a Christian woman married to a unjust husband, yeah, submit to it. See, the thing is, it's not for the wife to judge. Honestly, she's not. You know where you go? When your husband's unjust, you go to God. And you make your prayer and supplication to him. Because he is your avenger. Because your husband has to answer to him. The wife is not to be like, well, I don't like he's wrong. I'm not going to obey. He's wrong. I'm not going to listen to him, that guy. You know, unacceptable. Unacceptable. Just as unacceptable as for the husband to do all those things. Yeah, it's wrong. But it doesn't make two, you know, my dad always taught me this. Yo, two wrongs don't make a right. And so, it does not make it right. The husband and wife have a duty to each other. The husband is like God to his wife. Okay, and I know this is going to offend people, but thank God most of those people aren't listening to my Bible study. You know, there's only a very small group of people who are ever going to get into the fifth chapter of Ephesians with me. They're not going to listen. I'm grateful for you who do. Because it makes me, I'm grateful to God that if there's any good knowledge that I have, that people feel that they want to listen and come again and continue to listen to the things that I have to say. That the gifts he's given me are being shed abroad and used. And that's why I recorded it, because to let the things that God has given me be shared with others. It's not to make myself anything. It's because it seems like no man lighteth the candle and sets it under the bushel. You know what I mean? Whatsoever doth make manifest is light. God has given me something to manifest things to people. It's the light of the word that he's given me. And the gifts he has given me. Right? But I'm telling you, the husband, as the church is subject to Christ, let the wives be their own husbands and everything. Now, again, here now he says, the husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. He laid his life down for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So again, husbands have a really greater responsibility. It's tempting for the woman not to submit. For man, it's tempting to be a lord over God's heritage. You know, to just arbitrarily. So I tell you guys, you got to make a stand. To agree with your wife. The thing is, here's the thing. If you don't have a godly wife, a woman who is willing to believe the word of God and look at this and say, okay, I need to do this, you'll have no hope of negotiating this. Okay? Just flat out, forget it. You're not going to get it. So I don't know what you know, love your wife in spite of the fact that she's an insubordinate. And, you know, consider yourself that you were once insubordinate and wicked in regards to Christ, and he put up with you. So pray for her and seek that she might be enlightened.